So let's review. The previous Mishnah discussed the machlokes regarding Hayru Bezdin, Vasu Kala Kala Ruben Alpia. If the Sanhedrin, the highest Bezdin, issued an erroneous ruling, and either all the Yidden or a majority committed the Aveira based on Bezdin. Remeir holds Bezdin Veleitzibur. Only Bezdin is obligated to bring a carbon, but the Yidden are not obligated to bring any carbon. Rebuda holds Tibur Velei Bezdin. Only the Yidden, every Shevet, are obligated to bring a carbon, but Bezdin is not obligated to bring any carbon. Rabbi Shimon holds Bezdin v'tzibur, both Bezdin and the Yidden, every Shevet are obligated to bring a carbon. As the Gemara explains, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold that each Shevet requires their own power, because Shevet Echad Ikri Kal, the word Kal in the Pasuk refers to even one Shevet. The source for this is in the following Pasuk. V'yomer Elai Hinni Mafrucha v'hirbisicha v'nasaticha l'kal amin v'goymer. After the 11 Shvatim were already born, Hashem told Yaakovinu that he will have more children than they will be considered Kal. And since he had only one more son, Binyamin, this proves that Shevet Echad Ikri Kal. The Gemara proceeds and applies this machlokes to a pasuk in Sefer Ezra that refers to the karbanos that were brought in the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash. Haboim mahashevi hagoyla hekrivu oilos lelikei Yisrael porim shnei ma'aser begoyma hakol oila. The Gemara asks, hakol oila sokotaitech efshar shachatis oila? These karbanos were chatayis, not oilos. The Gemara explains, ela hakol ka oila. The pasuk compares these chatayis to oilos in that ma'oila loy necheles av chatis loy necheles. Just like oilos are not eaten but completely burned, so too these chatayis were not eaten but completely burned because al avodas kechavim she'asu b'mei tzidkiyo heviyim. They brought these chatayis because they had worshipped avodah zarah based on the ruling of Bezdin in the times of Tzidkiyo, and the chatas hatzibur of avodah zarah must be completely burned. The Gemara now explains why they brought shnei masa 12 seirim for chatas. According to Behuda, who holds tzibur v'lei Bezdin, either kegoyin dechatu shnei masa shvatim, the Meister Shnei Masa Seirim, all 12 Shvatim sinned, and they require 12 Seirim, one for each Shevet, or the Chatu Shiva Shvatim, the Shara Inach Begreira, only 7 Shvatim sinned, but the other Shvatim also require Seirim. And according to Reb Shimon, who holds Bezdin B'tzibur, Kagan the Chatu Echad Asa Shvatim, the Meister Echad Asa Seirim, V'idach the Bezdin. While according to Reb Meir, who holds Bezdin B'leid Tzibur, we must say that Kagan the Chatu B'hadil Chatu B'hadil Chatu Ad Treisa Zimni. Bezdin permitted Avodah Zarah 12 times, and the Tzibur committed the Aver 12 times, and therefore Bezdin required 12 Tzirim, one for each Aver. The Gemara then proceeds with a discussion of these 12 Chatois, and concludes that the Tzibur did not require these Karbanos for their Avera, because Mezidin Haba, they had intentionally worshipped Avodah Zarah. Rather, Hayra Shahaisa. The Gemara proceeds with a brace regarding Hayru Bezdin Va'asu Kal Alpian. Tarabonin, Meis Echam and Atzibur Chayavin, Echam Mebezdin Pturin. If one member of the Tzibur died, they still require a par. But if one member of the Bezdin died, they do not require a par. The Gemara explains that the Braisa is Reb Meir who holds Bezdin relate Tzibur. And the carbon of Bezdin is considered a Chatas Hashutfin. They are all partners in the Chatas, to which we apply the following halacha. Chatas Shemesu Ba'alel Mesa. If one of the partners died, the Chatas must be left to die and cannot be used. Therefore, in the Reisha, Mes Echel Min HaTzibur Chayavin, Tokoyim Kuli Bezdin. If one of the Tzibur died, Bezdin can bring their Chatas because all the partners in the Chatas are still alive. However, in the Seifa, Meis Echad Mi Bezdin Pturin, Dehavu L'Chatas Shemeis Echad Min HaShutfin. If one of Bezdin died, Bezdin cannot bring their Chatas because one of the partners died, and Chatas Shemeis Ba'alam Meisa. The Gemara asks, perhaps the Braisa concurs even with Reb Shimon who holds Bezdin Im HaTzibur. And the distinction between the Reisha and Seifa is as follows. In the Reisha regarding Meis Echad Min HaTzibur Chayav, and if one of the Tzibur died, the Tzibur is obligated for the Chatas because it is a Chatas HaTzibur. And the Halacha of Chatas Meisim does not apply because in Tzibur Meisim, the Tzibur is always considered alive. While in the Sefer regarding Meis Echad Mi Bezdin Pturin, if one of Bezdin died, Bezdin is not obligated for the Chatas because it is a Chatas HaShutfin, and the Halacha of Chatas HaMeisim does apply. Abai explains that the Braisa does not concur with Reb Shimon because Reb Shimon holds Chatas HaShutfin Ein HaMeisim. If one of the partners in the Chatas dies, the carbon is not put to death, and accordingly, even Meis Echad Mi Bezdin Chayavin. And we see that Reb Shimon holds this way in the following Braisa. Par v'sar sh'yom kippurim sh'abdu v'hifar sh'achirim tachtein. If the par and sar of Yom Kippurim were lost, and others were brought instead, and the original par and v'sarim were later found, Reb Yehuda says, Yimusu kulam, they must be left to die. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon say, Yiru l'fi she'en Chatas Tzibur Meisa. They must be put out to pasture until they get a mum and then redeemed, but they do not need to be put to death because they are considered a chatas hatzibur. And even though the parasha Yom Kippur is merely a chatas hatshutfin of the kahanim and not a korban tzibur, nevertheless it is considered a chatas hatzibur for which halacha of chatas shemesa ba'alel mesa does not apply. The Gemara concludes with a brisa and Reb Shimon's reasoning for chatas hatshutfin ein mesa because chomish chatois mesas. The Halacha Moshe Mesinai teaches five chatas that must be left to die. Vlad chatas, a behemah that was born from a chatas. Temuras chatas, a behemah who received its kedusha through a transfer from a chatas. Chatas shemesu ba'aleh, chatas whose owner died. Chatas sheneskaper ba'aleh, chatas whose owner already achieved kapara through a different chatas. Chatas shavish nasa, chatas that became 1 year old. And Shimon holds b'chad makom gamer. Only in cases that all the five categories of chatas are possible, we apply the halacha Moshe Mesinai of chatas mesas. Therefore, regarding Chatas HaTzibur, we do not apply the halacha of Chatas Meses, because regarding Tzibur, the following three do not apply. Vlad Chatas, because Eim Afrish in the Keva, the Tzibur does not bring in the Keva for Chatas, only a Zachar. Temuras Chatas, because Ein Temur B'Tzibur, the Kedusha, if a carbon Tzibur cannot be transferred onto another Behemoth. Chatas Shemesim B'Alev B'Tzibur, because She'in Tzibur Mesim. And accordingly, regarding the Chatas HaShutvin of Bezdin, we also do not apply the halacha of Chatas Meses, because the following two do not apply. Vlad chatas, because ein mafrish in the keva, and temuras chatas, because ein temura b'shutvin. Hanulach perek hayru bezdin, Rabbi Akshim completed the first perek of Masechtas Haryos, and we'll begin the second perek, hayru kain mashiach, in the next daf, be'ezras Hashem.